Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Dad, are any of these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
Not exactly religious, but it is a ritual for us here on Friday, Movie Day, with Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer from the Movie Day podcast. Kristen, of course, is culture producer for The Takeaway, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Welcome, guys.
Hi, John.
Kind of a zeitgeisty weekend here. I think Benedict Cumberbatch is part of the zeitgeist. He's got two offerings this week. And also, we've got some really interesting sort of cultural movies in play. But let's begin with Carrie, a remake of Carrie. How could you possibly remake the most scary, insane movie of all time?
A man or a woman who is a witch among you is to be put to death. You are to stone them.
I'm warning you, Mama. The devil's hand. Please don't do this.
When I saw the original Carrie, I was scared of my own parents for months. Rafer, how did this one work out?
Well, that's Chloe Grace Moretz we're hearing as Carrie, Julianne Moore as her crazy mother. No real replacement for Sissy Spacek and Piper Laurie. And I have to say, Kimberly Pierce, the director of Boys Don't Cry, who I thought would be a good choice for this, maybe bring something kind of feminist and different to Carrie, just basically tries to recreate the De Palma version. It doesn't work. And there's, you know, De Palma's prom scene in Carrie. It's unstoppable. It's incredible. It can't hold a candle, this one.
Buckets of pig blood can't work.
That's still there.
I have to fully agree with Rafer on this one. I was a little bit sad because I also thought Pierce would be great at this movie. But that prom scene, every time Chloe Grace Moretz is trying to, through telekinesis, make things happen, she really just looks like Tom Cruise in Minority Report moving holograms around. It's just kind of campy, more campy than it is scary.
Speaking of zeitgeist, The Fifth Estate takes up Julian Assange and the founding of WikiLeaks.
This is information the world needs to know. So the next time you find yourself lecturing me about this organization, please try to remember why I created it and why I hired you to help me.
Benedict Cumberbatch, a star. I'm obsessed with him because of Star Trek. What do you think, Kristen?
I love him, but this movie just really illustrates once again how hard it is to make a movie about computers. It's hard to watch people just sitting at computers. It's hard to watch people typing on their computers. And it just isn't as exciting as you want it to be.
Better as a front line, Rafer?
Yeah, although Benedict Cumberbatch is incredible. He's so good in this movie, but I agree with Kristen. It's pretty dull, pretty wonky, ultimately.
And Benedict is also in our third offering this weekend.
Days ago, I was with my family in my home. Now you tell me all is lost. Tell no one who I am. That's the way to survive. Well, I don't want to survive. I want to live.
The extraordinary voice for the movie 12 Years a Slave, Benedict Cumberbatch, just part of that ensemble cast. Rafer, this is an amazing movie.
Yeah, this is Chiwetel Ejiofor. That's him playing Solomon Northup, a slave who was actually a free black man who was actually kidnapped and turned into a slave in the 1800s. It's an incredible film. It's a kind of slave story that I think we've never heard before, and it's done with a kind of artistry that I personally have never seen before.
Over the top?
It was unbelievable. It's great. And it's violent. It's brutal. But I think that the most affecting thing in the movie is actually the psychological dehumanizing nature of slavery. And it's so smart because it sets it up so that we can relate to it. We're also free when the movie starts. We're going down this path with him and we're coming out with him. It's just incredible.
More time to explore that on the Movie Date podcast this week?
Actually, this week we're launching a new feature called Movie Therapy, where we're helping our listeners with their life issues by prescribing them movies. And this week we have a man who wants some makeout help with the ladies.
How come I don't get benefit of this help? Rafer Guzman, Kristen Meinzer, the Movie Date podcast. Rafer, film critic for Newsday. Kristen, culture producer for The Takeaway. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks,
you too,
John.
John.